Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Poor Man's Podcast. I'm your host, Chris. Along with me this week, we have the triumphant return of the Egghead. Egghead, how are you this evening?
I am great. It's good to be back.
And joining us once again, Shaylee Baby.
Oh, yes, here I am.
Oh, we're all excited to hear these voices together for the first time ever. Although, for a lot of the newer listeners, this is only the fourth episode ever, but this is kind of the third rendition of the show. But finally, Shay and the Egghead are brought together, the moment we've all been waiting for, on the edge of our seats.
Agreed. I'm very excited for this.
Shay, how was your week?
Oh, it was phenomenal. The fact that it's Monday, the week has been fantastic.
I meant in the week since I've seen you. We record the show on Monday, so I meant, I guess, your last week. How is the week?
The previous.
Yeah, I guess.
The one behind us.
No, the next week. How's next week for
next you? Week also sucks a lot.
All right, Egghead, we haven't seen the Egghead. Whatever, Shay, whatever. Egghead, we haven't seen you in 2 weeks. Yes. What's the scoop with you?
Not a whole lot. So I missed last week. It was my dad's birthday. Had to have
Johnny O. Happy birthday, Johnny O.
Happy birthday.
Yes. And this past week, my girlfriend Jaina went away for the week. So I had the house to myself, which was fun. But yeah. Also, I was busy every day.
I bet. Your forearms look bigger. All right. Well, before we get too far into the episode, we did get a review. Somebody called in and loved our show so much they had to tell everybody about it. So we're gonna let everybody hear the review. Here we are.
And podcast, y'all the shit. Just recently moved out to California from Pittsburgh, and it's good to hear local voices out here on the West Coast.
Oh my God. Yeah,
wow. That was from a listener. Good. He said his name is TK. TK. So.
Oh, yeah. I like that.
Yeah.
I like that a lot. Shout out to TK. Thank you so much.
Thank you for the review.
Yes. Thank you, TK.
And one other thing for current events. For our, Shay gave me a dirty look. Shay gave me.
Not me.
Okay. Anyway, on our Facebook page, I put a picture of a coworker of mine, Shabazz.
That.
So
he's looking classy, rocking the wear.
Shout out to Shabazz for the social media look. The big boss. Too much. Way too much big boss. Bohozella.
He was looking classy in the.
He was, man. It was a hell of a nice shirt. Yeah.
That I liked it. 100%. I need to jump right on that. The shirt, not him, but the shirt.
Yeah. Well, who knows? Shabazz is quite the ladies' man. I mean, when you see him, he's a looker. And then one last thing before we get too far into it, and I'm sure the Egghead will go over some sports in a minute. We're gonna try to go over some sports with the Egghead. He has a bet for everyone. I have a very in-depth countdown for you this week. Oh, and before I forget, too, we're going to have to get back to that countdown about bad movie characters because Shay wasn't here for that. I'd like to get her opinion on that.
Oh, I can't wait.
Yeah, good. And then we're going to do the news with Shay.
Are you guys excited for that? Because trust me, I definitely am so excited. Can't wait.
Shay has been practicing all this week.
Oh, yeah, no. A lot of prep for the news, not the nudes. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Thank you.
Just wanted to
Shabazz might be interested in those.
Honestly, everybody is.
But as the Egghead gets into sports, we'd like to offer our congratulations to Damar Hamlin of Central Catholic of class of 2016,
Ooh.
Where the Egghead and myself are our alma mater. So congrats to a fellow Viking for making it into the NFL.
Yes.
He got drafted to the Bills, I believe.
He is, yes.
Congratulations.
I believe the sixth round, 212th pick. But he was a pretty good player at Pitt.
Yeah.
So hope to see him do well. I like the Bills. They're like, besides the Steelers, they're my team I'm pulling for.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of dethroning the Patriots, taking back the AFC East. I agree.
Plus, Shay, what do you think about the Bills and their defensive strategies going forward?
Honestly.
Especially with Damar Hamlin fitting into their secondary now.
My favorite part about that is watching the people in the stands with their fence and then their D, and that like makes me pretty happy. Yeah. And
do you know what that stands for?
Fence D, right? Yeah. It's Fence D.
Fenced.
Oh my! Yeah, I knew I was off.
Yeah, you were close.
Yeah, no, but the Bills.
Yeah.
Wow.
Right. Yeah. Thank you.
And just that. Wow.
So, Egghead. Thoughts on the sports world now that you're back. Egghead will be the new sports guy by
default, yes. I guess. Yes. I am by no means a professional, but since this is a local show, I thought I'd run down the Steelers.
I was about
draft.
To just start talking trash on a person in Pittsburgh sports media for no reason.
Honestly, I would have backed you up on whatever you said.
And, but they were supposed to have been on our show at one point, possibly. Mm-hmm. But I right. think that they are kind of a hack of a newscaster, so maybe he's not supposed to be on. But I keep interrupting the Egghead. Yes. Egghead, you last time you were on, or actually not the last time, the first episode of this season, of this rendition of us, we had a bet, right?
I believe we did. I believe we had two. There was an...
It was a parlay, right?
No, I think it was two separate ones. Bets. It was, and to show how in-depth we were, it was some guy on the Padres to hit a home run, and I believe it was the Lakers to beat the Clippers, both of which were wrong.
Okay.
So I apologize for steering anyone in the wrong direction, but they were not my picks. They were picks from a Twitter account that my friends were starting up that hasn't been very active lately. So I think I'm just going to start providing my own picks because mm-hmm. I have not picked wrong on my own yet.
Okay, well, then we're going to do that. We should get your pick and we should get Shay's pick and we'll see who's better. Shay, who knows nothing about, well.
He meant everything.
Shay, who's a world-class expert on all things sports, right?
Oh, my
right?
God. Yeah. Yes.
She's that. That's what she is. She's the best at that.
Thank you.
And then we have the Egghead, so we can put them up.
All right, so my bet for tomorrow, a lot of Pittsburgh fans may not like to hear this one, but I am going with the Philadelphia Flyers plus 1.5 goals against the Pittsburgh Penguins. Now, I sure hope the Penguins win, but I feel like if they do win, it will not be by more than a goal. It's local. It's right before the playoffs. The Penguins never seem to win the President's Trophy. They're always good. They're always good in the playoffs. But those final regular season games, I think their minds pass that and in the playoffs.
Are the Flyers are already out, right? They suck this year.
I believe so, but they were close for a while.
With this new division thing, I can't tell because it seems like six teams are still in it, but I'm not sure which ones they are.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So make sure you take my betting advice, fully not knowing if the Flyers are still in the playoff.
What insight? Do you think you could name more than one Flyer?
Claude Giroux.
That sounds like a dish I would get at the freaking hibachi table.
I think he retired, and I don't even think the Flyers were the last team he was on before he retired.
All right, well,
it doesn't matter. You don't need to know that to bet as much, but
who's
plus
the,
just
Shane
knowing
Ghost
one and a half.
The defenseman.
I can't name more than one. So
I could probably name a couple.
All right, yes.
I'm not going to right
See,
now. But
if you were a good news girl, you could have searched that. You should have had the roster up by now.
No, I already do, but I want Egghead to take it. Yeah. I already have it, but I want it.
Do you have your preparing your news?
Yeah.
I believe I took it. I think, Shay, your bet's in.
Shay, what do you say? Flyers versus Penguins, spread of 1.5.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Penguins are given 1.5.
Spread and a half.
Pens or Flyers?
We're going to go straight up Pens right now.
Okay.
All right. So you
We're taking the Pens.
She's given points.
All right.
She's confident.
Next week.
We like a confident girl. Good job, Shay.
You know what I mean? Confidence is key, right?
Yeah.
You know?
Is that the only bet you have this week, Egghead?
That's the only one I really like. So I guess we'll have to see next week on whether I or Shay win based on our conflicting choices.
The showdown. you guys could have a show like Shannon Sharp and Skip Bayless or whatever.
Honestly, I thought that you were going to come up with, like, a really, like, cool name for us, and you didn't.
What? The Egghead and...
You can do better. You're thinking too hard.
I don't know. I'm thinking something with breakfast.
Because I'm a whole meal?
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
Breakfast meal with the eggs.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Breakfast is the
omelet.
Best.
You guys could be the omelet or scrambled eggs. We'll work on that.
All right.
Hard-boiled eggs.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Honestly?
Yeah, you like hard-boiled eggs sports talk?
See, this is something I can get
really
into, you guys.
Yeah.
That sounds like it could actually be the name of, like, a morning sports show.
Hard-boiled eggs sports talk.
That's a whole other freaking, what is it, a freaking TM or an R? Remember, we had this talk last time.
I went back and I listened, kind of, I think. And I'm pretty sure you said, is it TR for trademark?
There's an R in trade, so I was, like, kind of close.
But you were trying to get a trademark.
I fix it this time. Doesn't that account for anything?
It does. It counts for everything.
Which one is it?
But I might have heard it wrong, so I don't know. I'm just saying.
You didn't.
I just wanted people to think possibly that you might have been wrong. Did you listen to the show?
I have it on repeat in my car. Yeah. I haven't listened to music one time in a week. Literally the moment I got in my
car.
You
sound like all of our fans right now.
Oh, yeah. No, 100%. 100%. I haven't turned it off.
Well, also, we got to see how our social media turns out this week, because Jess is supposed to be on social media duty by taking videos of us during the show, and she has not looked up from her book.
First of all, that book is damn good. No, but I want to.
How about we not have half an on-air, half off-air conversation?
She asked if
I read
it. No, it'd
be great.
She,
if you want to have a conversation no one talks about, maybe get on the mic, Jess.
I'm sorry?
She's coming over. She's already taking a vertical picture, and I hate it. Okay, there we go.
There we go. We are now in landscape.
Hey, Jess, if you get me side view, I will literally quit podcast right now.
There you go.
I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
All right. Egghead, any more picks? You done? We're wrapping up sports?
I think we're done with sports.
Wow.
Unless we want to talk about the draft.
Okay. Well, you can go over and tell everybody locally, the Steelers. Who'd the Steelers take in the first round?
So, without
who
much
was
surprise,
the first pick in the draft?
The first overall pick in the draft, also no surprise, Trevor Lawrence, considered to be the best prospect since Peyton Manning in most cases.
Yes.
And for the
we'll
Steelers.
We'll see if what's his name is Ryan Leaf on the Jets.
Oh, yeah. Zach Wilson.
Is he out of BYU?
I think so. He's definitely like Mormon and doesn't drink. So he's the opposite of the Ryan Leaf personality.
Yeah. Ryan Leaf fell off real hard.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did.
He was not living a Mormon. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. He really did.
He
it's kind of
like,
sad.
Yeah.
You know?
But he went on. I think he's like recovered in on.
He's like, he's, yeah.
He
I
does
s-
like talks and stuff.
He's
oh,
like
okay.
A,
yeah. He's
like
not
a,
breaking into people's houses for like.
For chump change?
Anymore.
Oh, we went to a different. We went different paths.
Yeah,
there.
Yeah.
Yeah. We must not be thinking of Ryan.
I think he's like a football analyst now or something.
Oh.
Yeah, I saw him online like on something that looked pretty legit. So congrats to Ryan Leaf for turning
on something
around.
That looked pretty legit.com. Ryan
yes,
Leaf,
yes. Great site. All right, so first for the Steelers was Najee Harris. No surprise there. James Conner in Arizona. And, you know.
I would have liked to see them taking an offensive lineman to sound like that Pittsburgh guy. But I don't know.
Too.
I don't know that the running back's solving the problem.
Solving the problems of the world in hours like we do.
Yes.
Nobody can be as intelligent.
Okay, thank you, Shay.
You're welcome.
We're going to turn her mic right off.
Can you actually? Hello?
We're going to.
Wait,
yeah,
no.
There we go.
Am I there?
Yes, unfortunately.
Thank you.
And yes, but they did take Najee Harris out of Alabama.
Yes. In the second round, much to my disappointment, because I was expecting them to take an offensive lineman here, Pat Freiermuth, tight end out of Penn State.
He's supposed to be pretty decent from what
yes,
I hear.
Yes, I also heard that. Mm-hmm. I was told by a lot of people after being upset about the pick that it was actually pretty good.
I heard it was a good value pick. He
and
dropped
he's
in
probably
the
a good
stock.
Blocking tight end. He's like 255 or something. He's definitely not the Same. Eric Ebron
Plus he's white,
type.
So he's probably more of a blocker is my guess.
Yeah, that's a valid argument.
Is there a whiter name than Freiermuth?
I don't think so. It sounds like just like some like brawny German guy.
Yeah.
Just
what's
like
he frying?
He seems muscle. I don't know. He feels like
Muth?
He should be wearing a lederhosen.
Now a man.
Yes.
Never tried Muth.
I like although the Steelers' third pick, that guard center guy, he's supposed to be he has like a mean streak and he's supposed to be pretty.
Yes, I also heard that. But I don't know.
What's his name? Do you have it?
I don't
I'm so pumped for the news, Shay.
I couldn't be more excited.
Kendrick Green, that's
out
correct.
Out of Illinois, yes. So,
what does sports guy Egghead, sports guy Egghead, what does he give the Steelers ranking, a draft grade, as it would be? Not a ranking, a grade.
I will give it a solid B.
Oh, that's pretty high.
Yeah, I think Najee Harris will be a good pick. They address the offensive lineman need later on in the draft, and everywhere that I've heard seems like there was a lot of talent depth in the offensive line positions.
Mm-hmm. I agree with that.
All right,
that was a very good statement. Thank very
you.
Knowledgeable.
Thank you, Egghead. We'll wrap up sports on that. Nobody cares who's drafted after the third round.
Yeah, no.
That is when I stopped watching it. Yeah. So, yes.
Nobody watches the third day of the draft anymore. People barely watch the second day.
I definitely did, but I mean, if you guys want to wrap it up, that's perfectly fine. No.
People can check out Shay's blog if you'd like to see the fourth through seventh rounds of the drafts and the undrafted free agents. She does real in depth on best special teams players as well.
Oh, yes. Yeah. No, 100%. I'm actually on the team, so, you know. Okay. Catch me
Shay, who's now playing on the Steelers. Okay. Thank you very much.
Yeah, good job.
Woo. Yeah, we need to have, like, transition stuff. There we go. And that was the sports with the egg.
Yeah.
Let's move on to what I'm here for, which is what everybody's been waiting for, which are my rankings this week.
They're
for car insurance. And it has absolutely nothing to do with car insurance itself. It has everything to do with the car insurance commercials.
Oh, no, I like this.
Yeah, okay. So I'm going to tell you what car insurance you should and should not get based on
their
ads.
I'm embarrassed because I have the worst one, so I don't want to be a part of this, but please continue.
I mean, I could prep everybody's stuff, or I could prep yours and mine, or whatever, Shay. Whatever, Shay. You have some. Yeah.
When I tell you, you're probably not allowing me back next week.
All righty, Shay. Okay, let's get into this. I got to find my thing. Here we go.
And here we go.
Here we go. Number 7. Oh, no, number 8. Oh, shit. I didn't know I had 8. Safe Auto is number 8. They just have the song, right? Is there anything other than Safe Auto? The phone, the call is free, right?
Not that I know. Safe Pretty auto. Mediocre.
Yeah. I don't know if these are national. Is Safe Auto national?
But you remember it.
I remember it for hating it.
But yeah, it's
I remember
special.
It like I remember that black dude that wanted me to go back to school, or the woman that was a waitress who had like the tray with the mustard and the ketchup that was singing about going back to
a technical school. Education connection.
Yeah, exactly. Stop education it. Connection. Okay,
Get
I remember.
My degree and for me.
Yeah. Okay. Right.
I'm looking at
Safe Auto is for people who watch Mari, like that kind of.
Don't do that because Mari used to be really good back in the day when opposites attract.
Okay, number 7 also fits in that. At number 7 we have The General, who is slightly above Safe Auto. Because they have Shaq. It's also my insurance, too.
It's my insurance.
It's because I just didn't pay any of the other premium, so I'm like...
I said, what's the cheapest?
This is not... Insurance is based on being an insurance company. It's based on their commercial, and they're there because of Shaq.
Oh, 100. Did you see the new commercial where he's, like, stuck in the woods?
Although Shaq's in every third commercial.
Yeah, that's true.
There's more commercials that have Shaq than don't have Shaq.
Yeah, that's true. Donut Shack.
Donut Shack. Is a sweet. Honestly, should be like the donut hungry. Place on Rocket Power.
Donut
All right.
Shack,
number
not
6.
Over it.
Numbers. Oh, wait.
Number 6.
There we go. I have numbers for the remaining ones. So
number 6.
At number 6, we have State Farm, which is a
like
big.
A good neighbor.
You
State
would think
Farm is there.
State Farm. State Farm, they should be much higher. With Jake from State Farm. Oh, Jake from State Farm. The original Jake from State Farm. Fine, you're higher there. Now they go new Jake from State Farm. Nothing against new Jake from State Farm.
No,
but there's
nothing.
No reason to replace the old guy. Just have a new character.
No, and he's clearly like the cooler version.
They're trying to make the whole thing cooler. And then they have Patrick Mahomes and Aaron Rodgers who both are trying to... They have... Everyone is the cool guy. They can't... Mm-hmm. There's not like the guy who's not like in every other commercial.
Right, which
there's
was
the cool
whole
guy.
Point of Jake from State Farm. It's like his wife thinks he's talking to a girl and it's just like some like... sloppy he's guy a with like schlub. His, yes.
Oh my God, the old Jake from State Farm was cute. He was out there killing it in his khakis. They both are.
Okay, there's nothing against the new one, but why can't it be Eric from State Farm? Like, why can't that be his name?
Yeah, no, you're totally right. Why would you? Why are you transferring the name? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's like they want you to forget about the original.
No, that's true.
But there's no reason. And then I just dislike Aaron Rodgers. He's such a crybaby. And now that you see him in the news anymore, trying to get out of Green Bay. What the fuck did I just... Okay.
Yeah, no, don't... Yeah. If you're going to choose a different guy, choose a different name. No, I agree exactly. with that. I agree
it's
with that.
It's confusing. You don't want to have that that confusion in the commercials.
No, I agree.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
What's next? Number five.
Number five, we have Liberty Mutual.
I thought this was going to be lower. Their commercials are pretty stupid.
They're always next
They're
to
up there because
water.
Limu Emu is somewhat moderately funny because he reminds me of the other guys. And it's better than State Farm, who I hold a grudge against. And they have better production quality than General or Safe Auto, therefore making them there in the list. The remaining ones, General and Safe Auto, are 7 and 8 because of the quality of their commercials. They're lackluster. Right. State Farm, they dropped a lot in my book when they changed Jake.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I agree with you.
I hold a grudge.
Nope, I agree with that. I didn't think about it like that. Change the name.
Liberty Mutual. So the Limu Emu, he's all right. But what's with these new commercials with the wet teddy bears they're giving away? Like, that's so creepy.
Wait, I haven't seen those. Which one's the one that's always by the water?
Okay, that's right. That's exactly what that is.
That's it? Yeah,
so
that's
like a guy doing a sketch or something, or he has the big hoagie.
He's like a hot dog
vendor. The big hoagie one was weird.
But there's one, there's like, wet teddy bears, get your wet teddy bears. extra. And why? He's like, I've always done things differently. I sell wet teddy bears.
Now I'm mad.
But
I don't
like
that.
It just seems like it should be at a child's murder scene. Like, why would you want a wet teddy bear?
Honestly, it might make you want a child murder scene.
Yeah, it makes you want that? Yeah. That's what I like when I'm strolling through New York.
The child murder scene. Yeah. You know? Honestly.
Perfect.
I don't like the one
with... Number four.
Now I'm mad.
Sorry. No, I didn't realize.
Honestly,
please go.
If I would have been cut off by anything else, I would have quit. But that was the sweetest, cutest thing in the world. So just continue.
No, are you sure?
No,
you want to keep
like
going
fine.
On?
It's like fine.
No, we can interview. No, let's interrupt the comedy for the child murder.
Yeah,
please,
thank
Jay.
You. No, I appreciate that.
Hey, you're cute. Thank you. Here we go.
Number four.
Okay, number four. Farmers Insurance. Farmers is there because J.K. Simmons is their guy. He's pretty funny, the way he delivers his character, I guess. Yes. I don't know. It's not that good. It's a stupid commercial, but it's better than Limu Emu with the wet bears and shit.
I don't remember one commercial from them.
They have, like, the hall of, like, insurance.
Yeah, it's like we've seen it. It's the because you we would... covered it. Yeah. I think is their slogan.
Yeah, no, that's
it's always,
so
like,
they had like
really
yeah.
stuff.
That was really bad. Is it better than wet teddy bears?
Oh,
though?
Absolutely not. 100%. I just don't remember it, which makes it awful.
Okay. No.
Number three.
Allstate. This is where they're starting to get better. Allstate has decent commercials, Dennis Haysbert with his voice. Allstate. You know.
Yes. Oh yeah, no, right, yeah.
And then they used to have Mayhem. Mayhem was a great character.
Oh my God, I loved
Mayhem.
Mayhem's
pretty cool. That might be my number one.
Yeah. No, I love
Allstate. The top three are all good. They really are.
But are you basing it off of them still having Mayhem or no?
Yeah, I'm doing all time.
Okay. Yeah, because Mayhem's good.
There's not like that many, like, I don't know, are there Allstate commercials from like the 20s? Like, obviously that doesn't count, but I feel like there's a small pool
I'm
of
doing,
like the last 15 years.
Okay. That's what I'm doing. Yeah, I didn't go back and see when like the Model 8 was coming out or whatever, or Model T or whatever.
Hey, get you some Allstate here for your Model T.
Yeah, okay, we're just doing all 30s guy voice. Hey, come over here. I give you a knuckle sandwich, I'll tell you.
I'll tell you.
Okay.
My God.
All right, let's go.
Number two.
Geico. This is where the debate's going to come in. A lot of heavy hitters. Heavy hitters. Geico's too. I know they have Scoop. There it is. Classics. They have the one with the rat problem, the ant problem. They have the ones with the cloggers, right? Upstairs? Or is that a different one?
Oh my God.
Yeah,
is that them?
I think so.
And then But what does hurt them, the gecko is annoying.
He is annoying.
So they lose some points there.
That's why I'm saying no, because that's all I think of.
Okay, and they're not.
And I don't like that.
Okay, and then.
Number one.
Oh, Progressive. God. I think Progressive is the best car insurance commercials out there right now. Flo is always good.
Flo's good, but what's his name?
Jamie really brought it to the table.
Let me finish. There's Flo, there's bad. Jamie, there's that other girl.
Oh, she's funny as hell.
But there's also the commercial for Not Becoming Your Parents or whatever. Have you seen that?
Oh, yes, I like those.
Those are the best.
Those Progressive, make sense.
Geico might have a better best commercial. But Progressive, they're batting average.
Every time.
They don't put out a bad one.
I like whenever the
Geico also had the cavemen. Those were good there, but the TV show blew.
Yeah. Yeah, so, those were good.
Progressive flows pretty good every time. Yeah. The whole thing.
I agree. I like the one where they go to the guy's house where he like.
Holy shit. How long have I been talking about this?
Not long enough.
Okay. Because I swear it's been 15 minutes.
Not long enough at all. But anyways, what I was saying when you rudely interrupted.
I'm sorry. Go on, Shay.
Is my favorite one is where they're at the, where the guy backs into the basketball hoop. And she's like, you smell like fish. And he's like, oh, I'm sorry. And she's like, no, I was talking to Jamie. I'm like, that's my spirit animal right there.
Yeah.
I like how rude she is. That's my favorite one. In case you guys were interested. Okay.
Yeah, we were. No.
Of course.
I know somebody was wondering.
Shay.
Yeah?
Speaking of the mic, first off.
Yeah, I'm right
here. Thank you. Movie characters. The last time I did a ranking were the top three movie characters I hate. Number three, Donner. Okay? From Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. He's beyond.
I'm mad already. How do you start it off like that?
He's such a dick to Rudolph. he really is. No. He just puts him down the whole time. And he's a hero.
He is a hero.
And then what would Comet say?
Yeah.
But he was there. What was number two? Grandpa Joe from Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
Oh, that lazy piece of shit.
He's a piece of garbage.
First of all, honestly, I don't think that I recognized how pathetic this man was.
He gets worse every time.
No, until I seen your Facebook post one day, it was like just trashing him. I'm like, you fucking know what? He fucking sucks. Chris is right. I can't stand him.
Was that in the last week or was that a previous
No.
Rant?
Okay, good. No, that
was previous.
Because
I've harbored a grudge against him for many years.
That was a while ago. And I've held on to that post for a long time.
He's number two. So we have Donner three, Grandpa Joe at two, and number one, Jenny from Forrest Gump is my all-time least favorite movie character. She sucks. She's the worst.
Jenny. Honestly, I've never seen the movie.
What?
Yeah, I figured that would stir up some shit.
What?
All right, well, Shay, assignment for the week. All right. Watch Forrest Gump.
Never seen Forrest Gump?
I know, it's depressing.
That is sad.
Name a bunch of classics, and I'll tell you how many I actually have seen.
Godfather.
No.
God.
Titanic. No. Pearl Harbor. No.
Pearl Harbor is... Okay, you're going... Okay, let's... This is very important. Titanic is all right, okay?
Okay.
It's an Academy Award nominee, right?
Okay.
Okay.
I'm listening.
Did it win for Best Picture? Okay.
No.
Okay, then it was a nominee. You have to be a nominee to win, right? Okay. Carry on. It was one of those. Pearl Harbor was not. Let's just say it was not. I'll put it like that. That'll be the review. It was not a nominee.
I like that. We'll see that with a big
not. Was not a nominee.
Mm-mm.
Nautical. Do you get it?
Yeah.
Maritime humor. It's boat jokes, bro.
That was a good
okay.
one.
Okay. Hopefully somebody out there.
Oh, yeah. They got it.
What were we talking about? Okay. So you haven't seen Forrest Gump. You haven't seen The Godfather. Have you seen Goodfellas? Pulp Fiction?
Pulp Fiction? Stop it.
Of course it'd be me.
Of course I have.
Shay, you know what time it is?
Here, you tell me right now what time it is.
Oh, it's Shay News Time. That's
honestly, that got me hype.
Yeah, that's Wonder Woman song from the Snyder Cut of the DC movie.
I totally know.
Yeah, okay.
No, I know.
Why are you screaming, Shay?
I do my movie.
Okay. Who was that?
That was London.
No, who was in the end of that?
I don't know.
Oh my God, it sounded good.
Yeah, it was great. How's the news sound though?
No, it sounds really good. You guys want me to start this now? Because I'm really, really into the things that we're going to be discussing at this moment.
Yes.
And first thing I would love to hear your opinions on is, you know, how Marvel just released every Phase 4 movie, including Black Panther, Wakanda Forever.
Does it have a list of any of the other ones in the research that you've done?
It definitely does. Can you tell us a Doctor couple, Strange?
Have you seen any of
Ant-Man?
These?
Ant-Man?
Shay or Egghead? Have you seen
Doctor
any
Strange?
Of these?
100%, I've seen it.
You've seen Doctor Strange?
Oh, yeah. No, and I love it.
I
actually
not.
Have.
Have you? Okay.
I really have.
That's with Benedict Cumberbatch, right?
Yeah, no doubt.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Shay.
All right.
No,
that
I'm
movie
for,
may
I'm
or may not
be.
Yeah. Thanks, man. You're
news.
Bringing it. Who plays Doctor Strange in the second one? The new movie you're looking at.
Wait, I'm not even looking at anything. I haven't read one title.
Okay. Yeah. Nobody could tell.
Black Widow? Yeah.
Black Widow
Let's
is a
discuss
movie.
It.
Okay. Scarlett Johansson, right?
Yes.
Okay.
That is for a fact. The Legend of Ten Rings?
I don't know what that is. Is that?
It says, in addition to the known dates of the 2021 Phase 4 films, Black Widow, Shang-Chi, and The Legend of Ten Rings.
Okay. Well, that's disappointing.
Wait, that was
None
all one title. That was all
oh,
one title.
Okay. Why did it say and eight times in it?
It said Shang-Chi and The Legend of the Ten Rings and Eternals.
That sounds like a run-on sentence.
It
just
is. Yeah, you guys see why I'm getting puzzled. You know?
Let's see if they cut that down before release.
Yeah.
Thor?
Okay. Just Thor? Or does that have a paragraph after it?
Love and Thunder?
Oh, Love and Thunder.
It says, bring Natalie Portman back.
Is it spelled
back
with an A or an ER?
With an ER, because
That's lame. That's lame.
They're lame. We'll bring Natalie Portman back to the MCU as Jane Foster.
No, the Jane Foster.
Not Jane Fonda, Jane Foster.
That would be an interesting character.
There's a word in here I can't pronounce, so we're not going to continue with that
Marvel.
One.
Marvel.
Yeah, that word. This one's interesting. The logo for the Marvels show, both Captain Marvel's star and the trademark swoosh of Kamala Khan, that's Miss Marvel. So this is probably the title for Captain Marvel 2. The MCU will introduce Kamala Khan in a Miss Marvel TV series airing on Disney Plus this year.
Oh.
How do we feel about that, you guys?
I probably won't. I've seen a couple of the Iron Man movies and the Avenger movies, but I'm not so in depth with it. I've watched WandaVision, which was It could have been okay.
I don't know if people are going to like that. Your review on that?
Of WandaVision?
Yeah.
It was okay. It just, I thought it started kind of interesting and then got okay and then it just like fizzled out.
I mean, I haven't seen it, so I have no opinion. I just don't think
it sounds
like
you have an opinion. You sound like my opinion's wrong. Egghead, have you seen WandaVision?
I have not, but yes, it sounds like because you seem to disagree with the popular opinion, it's wrong.
Thank you. He understands what I'm trying to say. Thank you for that.
I just thought it was okay. Compared to everything else I've seen by Marvel, it was okay.
What's your
but
favorite
maybe
thing?
I hold them to a higher standard.
By for
The
what
Avenger
reason?
Movies were all good. I love Spider-Man.
Okay.
I think the Marvel movies are like funny too. They're just well made. They're well written.
Guardians of the Galaxy was pretty good.
I haven't seen it. I started watching that and I fell asleep.
I don't know how many there. If there's,
but even like Thor, like them. I've never been interested in Thor. I've never cared about it. I watched the Thor movie. And the Thor movie was interesting. Like it held my attention,
which is good.
That's ideal.
If it can hold your attention,
that's key for
a
movie.
It's kind of a win.
Man. Yeah,
it's kind of a win.
That's pretty much the
kind of
minimum
what they're
threshold
supposed to do. Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I haven't seen any of these. I've seen like Doctor Strange.
You haven't seen fucking Godfather. Of course, you haven't seen Doctor Strange.
I felt like
and
we were
the Ten
past
Rings
that.
And his uncle, like whatever the hell it was called.
I just
the
feel
Goblet
like
of Fire. Like what the fuck?
I just feel like we were past that.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah,
I feel like
I just can't get past it.
I feel so like I was godfathered out of that. You know. You know what I mean?
I know what you were trying for. And I
did you like it?
I like where you were going, and yeah.
Was it your favorite?
We'll give you a
Oh my god, thank
that
you.
That was a good that
thank
was
you.
A good try. We'll
thank you.
Yeah. Right. Ah.
I don't appreciate the laugh at the end. I didn't expect it. Yeah. I didn't expect that.
All right, where were we going?
Yeah, no, so next topic, we're on something different
yeah,
now.
Shay, maybe do one more story if you feel like it, or two. Whatever you feel like. Whatever you feel like, Shay. This is your... This
oh, yeah.
This is the Shay News.
This is hour. The Shay News, and I... That's my favorite.
Shay News Hour. Not the Shay News Hour. Hopefully
I was
the
singing
Shay
without it,
News
and now I'm embarrassed.
7 minutes.
No, Shay News can go for longer. You guys are welcome for that.
Yeah, we'll have that in a separate podcast.
I just feel like... What I want to discuss, I would rather hear you guys discuss
yeah,
it.
Okay.
I have my views, yeah. but I really would like to know you guys' views.
Yeah, we just need you to read it.
Let's. Give us no I don't comments. Need to read it yeah. because I looked up on this and I know exactly what I'm going to talk about. Okay. How about
yeah.
the severe weather?
Yeah, what about the weather?
It threatens millions.
Oh, wow.
In planes.
We shouldn't be laughing. People yeah, are probably being this is losing their homes.
No. We're laughing Shay. At how I'm reading. Yeah. I mean, not reading, but reciting.
You're
you know, because I remember.
You're laughing at how you're struggling.
South after damaging tornadoes in Mississippi, Georgia. R.I.P.
So yeah. is that Mississippi and Georgia, or is Mississippi
There's
a
comma
city?
In between, so I'm going to yeah. assume Mississippi, Georgia,
strictly
all
strictly on the border. On the Although, border. Do they even touch?
Or no, I guess they don't. Guess they Alabama's, do. Isn't
don't
Alabama?
We can literally look right there.
Yes.
I have a map right there.
There's
Georgia
a map
and
I
Alabama.
Still can't read it.
Alabama is in between Georgia and Mississippi.
Yes, it is.
I just feel like there's a comma in between.
So are you talking about Alabama? Is Alabama's new name Mississippi, Georgia?
No, 100%. Yeah.
Okay, so they're all dying, and we can't know what.
At
what
least
a
half
is.
A dozen.
Okay.
Tornadoes, not people. I was just kidding. Oh, wow. You guys like that pause?
Yeah, man, you're killing the news.
So right. yeah, no.
Maybe Shay will be the sports guy.
Do you want me to finish?
I always do.
Yeah, you do. So yeah, no. It tore through Mississippi on Sunday, and the tornadoes were touching down in Nebraska and Colorado.
Wow.
I just feel like that's sad. R.I.P.
So they went from that's... all the way to Mississippi, Georgia to
I'm
Nebraska
just looking at
Colorado.
The map, and it's like, how?
That's
It's weird that we happen to have a map there, but if it's bouncing from there to there.
I wish that you guys could see this map, because it's not weird. It's literally
It's Georgia,
so
and then there's
amazing.
Alabama, and then there's Mississippi, but then it's going over to where? Kansas?
Everybody's looking at the map but me.
Yeah. Nebraska's a lot more north than I thought.
Yeah, it is.
Nebraska yeah. is north of Colorado. Like, what?
Yeah, I would never think that either. Also, Chris, don't travel too much more, because this map will become less effective over time.
Yeah,
as
just
you
my face is there.
Pictures.
Oh no, the tornado touched down on my.
Is Chris even on the map? Because literally, I only see Jess.
I'll put a picture of the map on it, maybe, because nobody knows what I'm referring to.
What do you mean?
The map in my living room.
What do you mean?
It's a map.
Can you tell me again?
It's about a map.
Oh, map. What's the Dora song?
You got it.
Okay,
I think that's
you.
The lyrics. Yeah.
No, thank you.
Thank you. I think that's all the words.
I feel like I was trying to sing backpack,
all of the
but
words.
Like it's fine.
I'm the map. I'm the map. I'm the map. I'm the map. If there's a place you want to get, I can get you there, bet. I'm the map. Or something like that. I don't remember. I don't know.
No. Honestly, if it's not like that, it needs to be now, because that was amazing.
But okay, Shay, one news story was good. One, I'm not going to say you butchered.
But like,
yeah.
I might have a third up my sleeve.
Here's the tiebreaker.
Yeah.
I might have a third up my sleeve.
Yeah, let's go with the third. I know what the third story is, and if you struggled with the first two, number three is going to be, it's going to require some effort.
I would just like to say that a SpaceX Dragon.
Okay.
Capsule.
Yeah.
You guys like my pauses?
Yeah.
Carrying four astronauts.
Okay.
It splashed down. It did. And that was early Sunday off the coast of Florida. So can we just discuss...
What does that mean? Splashed down.
It like splashed down. Like it probably hit some water.
I don't know what that means. Does that mean they're like returning from space? Egghead.
And they
this
went
is
straight
where
down.
You, this is where the egghead's going to really need to start picking up.
And they splashed.
I believe so. That sounds correct. Like you come back from space and you land
SpaceX
in the
is the...
I was right. Egghead proved it.
is the
check mark Shay. Thank you.
What's his name? Tesla dude.
Elon Musk.
Elon Musk. Even I knew that. Now you're making me feel way too smart.
He does SpaceX, right? I like the whole, you're private, you know, not the government.
What are we talking about right now?
I want him to feel some pressure, feel some heat on him.
Yeah. I heard private pressure and I don't know what's happening.
Like trying to get to space or whatever. Like he's not going through NASA, not going or whatever, going through the government.
No, although building I guess his they're own, all kind of related.
I'm sure they are. Like, but I'm saying I like knowing somebody's like there's another. Right. I think competition is good to get. To get production out of people, and the government doesn't have. I mean,
oh, I completely agree. I mean, what else is there to motivate you? Like, if you're the best, I mean, obviously you still want to explore. But if old Elon's there lighting a fire under your ass, then it might make NASA better too.
Right? Yeah, I think the competition, the extra. What's the tide raises all ships? High tide raises all boats. There's some expression.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Okay, but anyway, when they all go together, you know, they rise together. So hopefully when the last time Americans were racing the Russians to get there, they had that pressure on them, and then they probably got it done faster. They have this time. I think I like having some heat on them.
Wait, hold on a second. Do you guys know the four people that actually went?
So by it says, name? No.
No. Yeah, do you know anything about them? Because I didn't just read it. I've already known this.
Yeah, Shay, tell us about it, because that's what the news was going to be, was you telling us stuff.
Yeah. This is the only part
I care
about.
It wasn't
going to
be me speculating on what Elon Musk might be doing.
Are you sure?
And then drowning.
Because I like that better.
I had a fucking wet landing or whatever.
Oh.
Splash down.
I have a wet landing.
Okay.
You're welcome. Like no, that's the pneumonia.
Yeah.
So I just want to say, so it says meet the first all civilian crew about to orbit Earth in SpaceX Crew Dragon capsule. There's four of them. And it literally says that it's a billionaire, a childhood cancer survivor, a science instructor, and an engineer.
This sounds like the plot for one of the Marvel movies you were just talking about. This like sounds those like, are the Guardians of the Galaxy.
I'm thinking straight horror film. Who's going to die first is
probably
what
the
I'm
cancer
thinking.
Guy.
Yeah.
He's definitely dead.
Yeah.
You're
he
not
just
a
put
survivor.
Him in so he could die.
How do these, like, you're already a billionaire. You're already about to die. And I'm just confused on how you four got chose.
Well, the billionaire makes sense, I guess. I think he kind of paid his
bills. I think the kid
childhood
with
survivor, that's for PR.
That's a make-a-wish.
Yeah. That's look at us.
No hate. My brother did the make-a-wish, and I love them all. But, I mean, come on. You already get a wish.
I mean,
give
that might have been
a
their
chance.
Wish.
Now I'm mad.
Yeah.
I'm mad, but I'm not going to read more into it.
Maybe
or
you'll
talk
get
more into
cancer.
It. I hope I get. I literally have already digged my grave.
Yeah.
Just toss me in.
Okay.
Straight in trash can.
Where's the.
Let me rot. Honestly, that's all I'm asking for at this point in life.
I can't find this.
I couldn't be happier, but I couldn't be.
No,
more
it sounds like that's great, Shay. Thank you.
2 hours later.
And as I continue my death wish,
you were saying something. So okay, Shay.
Yeah,
this is what we need to tell our listeners.
Just tell.
Take
them.
A knee. Pay attention.
I take two knees. But go ahead.
Bad. Based on the news, that sucked.
Are you saying news or nudes? News or nudes?
I'm saying listen.
I don't know how.
Yeah. Okay. We're gonna mute you real quick.
No, oh, Matt.
Shay's gonna bring the news next week. She's gonna bring the thunder. They call her.
I'm bringing the thunder.
Yeah.
I'm bringing the thunder.
We need to get, oh my God, yes, the thunder. That's what we're going to have for next week. We're going to get some thunder claps.
Thunder claps. I've never
thunder
been
claps
more excited.
Is your name for sure.
It is. No, it is, you guys. Look me up. OF. You know what I mean?
Keep
Chris,
talking.
Honestly, this is my thing.
Please, go on. I looked up thunder and it's just Imagine Dragons. And I'm like, no.
Are you talking Dragon X, like the thing that I just read? Oh, do you know that I used to have a bearded dragon? Let's talk
I
about
did
that.
Too.
Did you?
Yes.
What was his name or her name?
His name was
Jinx.
Spike.
Oh. Spike. It's not even original.
No, not at all. I was also like seven, so, you know. Just
he had a dog named Spot as well.
Wow. And a black cat named Shadow?
No.
That's cute.
I do have a black cat now, though, but his name's Al Pacino.
Okay, so. See, I'm digging that. That's good. My bearded dragon's name. Are you tuning me out or in? I'm confused.
This is the thunder. This is supposed to be the storm.
My bearded dragon's name is Chino.
That sounds like it's something sexual you're trying to say.
Yeah. No, I like this background noise.
Yeah, we should play this all the time.
Honestly, the entire time.
I know. I completely lost train of thought. I don't even know if I'm still talking.
You're not. I am, and that's what everybody wants.
All right. Shay, the news was spectacular. It was.
You guys
it was
are
the.
Welcome.
It was Yay! The. We can Yay! Say. We can say for sure. We can absolutely.
I get a hi-ya?
We can absolutely say for sure that was the best rendition of the news we've done. So let's make
yeah!
next week the best week, though.
Yeah. Ooh, my God. Yeah.
Egghead, is there anything you want to add?
I don't think so. Just that was a great news segment, and we love to bring it back next week.
All right.
Oh my God! Am
Is
I
there
invited
anything
again?
You'd like to, of course, Shay. You're supposed to be the news girl.
Thank you.
Although maybe we'll answer some emails.
Yeah, I'm gonna choose better topics next time. Yeah. My topics this time were very knowledgeable.
Yeah, man. Next week you can tell us about the Pop-Tarts.
You
and
know,
maybe,
wait. Did you guys know they have Pop-Tarts?
I just looked at Pop-Tarts
bites. Though,
have you had those?
Yeah.
They're good.
And they're good.
Okay, thank you. All right. Let's end this. Is there what?
Never let a podcast come to an end. And when it
that's
dies,
not,
when it
that's
dies.
Not, Shay,
when it
this
dies,
should have been
just make sure that you come back.
We're
next
just
going to
edit out the news portion.
Make it shorter.
I'm kidding. Is there anything else?
He's not
no.
Kidding.
All right. For Shaylee Baby.
Ow, ow.
And the Egghead. I'm Chris.
Thanks for listening.
Yeah.